The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
And so what we're going to talk about here is just seven things that you and I can do that will be a food for our soul. Today, as we do every lecture prior to the month of Ramadan, we're going to welcome the month of Ramadan by really giving some very, I think, simple and practical advice for us to try and follow based on the teachings that we have received. And so these are things that I think we should be able to do. I won't be insulted if you take out your phones, because I know you want to remember what we're going to talk about today, inshallah. You know, but before we do a quick introduction, right, that we know that one of the great gifts of this month is that we are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special guests of God. We are always the guests of God. This is His kingdom, and so we are His guests. But in this month, we are considered to be chosen and invited to a banquet. Is that same khutbah, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, says, "Huwa shahrun du'itum fihi ila diyafatillah." He says, it is a month in which you have been invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waju'iltum fihi min ahli karamatillah. And you have been chosen as the people whom are going to be respected and honored in this month. Subhanallah, right? He doesn't have to honor us. He doesn't have to send these extra blessings upon us, but He does. And so when you think about this idea of diyafatillah, you know, we always talk about it, but there's so many depths to it, so many layers to it, I think. You know, the first thing that we have to understand is that when we are invited to a banquet, the respectful thing to do is to acknowledge our attendance of that banquet, isn't it? When we get a wedding card, what do we say? RSVP in this, isn't it? We want to know. Mukhi just said RSVP for iftar. Our RSVP to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our niyyah. Yeah? That we are entering into this month, Ya Allah, I am coming. And I am ready and I am excited, yeah, to be part of this month. I think that excitement is important, right? You know, like, let's not create that atmosphere in our house where like Ramadan is like the boogeyman, you know, where you're scared of, you're like, oh, it's coming, oh, it's ready. No, be excited. This is the month in which really, like, the blessings, if we could see it, we wouldn't ever want to leave the month of Ramadan, right? This is why the Prophet has a tradition, right, that he says, لو يعلم الناس ما في رمضان, that if mankind truly knew what was in Ramadan, they would have wished it lasted the entire year. There's something special. We don't see this barakah. We don't see this. We are very material in our view, in our vision. And so we only see the hunger, the thirst, right? And we're like, no, I don't want this all year, right? But if we could see the rest of the beauty of it, I think it would change our minds. And so we have to be excited. We have to accept this invitation of God. That's one perspective. The second perspective, I think, is also really important, is that, you know, we have to try our best to stand out in this month so that we are noticed by our host, right? You know, and we've all done this, where you've gone to a wedding and you purposely make sure that the hosts see you, just to say that I have done my duty. They saw me here, alhamdulillah, now I can leave, right? All the believers are gathered in this month. Stand out, do something spectacular in this month. Yeah, do something, and the spectacularness and standing out in this month is not about more prayers and more Quran. It really isn't. It's about the one who enters it with the purest heart. Yeah, because that's what separates people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all going to, inshallah, read the whole Quran in this month. Yeah, we're all going to recite the amals of this month. Every night we'll do dua iftitah in this month. We're all going to fast. How do we stand out? Right? We stand out by those who have the best of hearts, the purest of hearts, the cleanest of hearts. And so that's how we stand out with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we should be working on. That I come into this, the way I deal with you, the way I deal with my family, the way I deal with everyone is with purity, kindness, an open heart. I help as much as I can so that why? My host recognizes me. That's something significant if we can accomplish that in this month. We have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the host is available, right? He's not going to seclude himself and keep, no, he's waiting for us to connect to him. So whatever we can do, let's try and connect to him. And of course, when we come to a banquet, we expect to receive some things, isn't it? We expect to receive food, we expect to receive company, we expect to hear some speeches. And so in this month, you know, we are receiving blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, right? Again, this tradition says, أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحٌ وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٌ وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ. Subhanallah. He says that your breaths in this month are glorification, tasbih. Your sleep is ibadat. Yeah, I know some of y'all love to hear that, yeah? Your sleep is ibadat in this month. You know, this is something that I know you've heard me say so many times. You have trouble staying away from sins in this month? Go to sleep, man. Go to sleep. Yeah? That's my advice to you, right? Just sleep it off. Because in that month, the one thing you don't want to do is sin in the month of Ramadan, right? The one thing. Because the worst, the Prophet says again in this tradition, the shaqi, the worst of the people are those who are not forgiven in the month of Ramadan. And why wouldn't you be forgiven? Is it because you sin in the month of Ramadan? Avoid sin and you would be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever it is, sleep it off if you have to, right? But nawmukum ibadat, the Prophet says, and in it your actions are accepted and your du'as are answered. So ask Allah, he says, ask Allah for what you want and inshallah it will be granted. And so these are some of the etiquettes of the banquet of God. Now obviously, when we talk about the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when we talk about a banquet, again, our vision is sometimes very material. When we think of a banquet, we think about material things. Again, we think about food, we think about a gathering of people, we think about, right? Imagine a wedding reception, for example. This is a banquet, isn't it? Now, the banquet of God is naturally different from that, right? Because the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a material banquet, right? It's not a dunyawi maddi, like a matter, a banquet of matter, right? Like matter things. It's a banquet of spirituality, right? It's a banquet that doesn't feed the body, it feeds the soul, right? And there's a big difference between those two types of banquets, you know? There's a beautiful set of verses in the Quran, in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verses 33 and 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. He says, were it not that people might become a community of one. Now, but here he's talking about a community of one of disbelievers, of kuffar. Yeah? He says that if were it not for the community becoming one of disbelievers, he says, I would have supplied the homes of only those who disbelieve in me with silver roofs and silver stairways to ascend, as well as silver gates and thrones to recline upon, and ornaments of gold. Subhanallah. He says that if it, what is it, what is God trying to tell us here, right? Allah is saying to us that, look, material things don't matter to me at all. Yeah? He said, if I had wanted, I would have given the kuffar every material gift. Yeah? The disbelievers, every material gift. But I know that they would have become, all people would have become disbelievers because of those material gifts. Subhanallah. Think about what God is saying here, right? We often equate, or sometimes we equate, the love of God to how much He has provided for me. Yeah? That Allah gave me this, Allah loves me. Allah provided this for me. Allah, man, giving of things is not indicative of how much God loves you. Not at all. Not at all. Because Allah says clearly in this verse, yeah, that if I would have wanted, I would have given the disbelievers everything. Gold, silver, this and that. But everybody would have become a disbeliever at that point. So Allah knows our tendencies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides food for the soul in this month. Right?
Marhab, marhab, ya Ramadan. Ahyi qulubana bil Qur'an. Halli layalina bil qiyam. Ahlan, ahlan bis siyam. Ya Ramadan, ya Ramadan. Shahrun.